Author and journalist Ron Francell is out with a new book. It tells the story of a Wyoming couple who committed several murders in the 1970s and 80s to get their own happily ever after, and how they were finally brought to justice after several decades. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard spoke with Francell about his book, Alice and Gerald, A Homicidal Love Story. He says he became interested in the story after hearing about their arrests in the news a few years ago.
Even then, it looked like a story with Shakespearean echoes, and I wanted to write about it. Alice and Gerald is about real-life Wyoming and about a real-life couple who separately and together murdered at least four people, probably five, as the book reveals. And then they lived happily ever after. At its heart is the story of how this series of dogged detectives pursued this case over 3 to 4 decades, never able really to connect the right dots. One of the great stumbling blocks for these detectives was Wyoming's often inaccessible open spaces. One of those frustrating dots that could never be connected is, where are the victims? And in Wyoming, they could have been anywhere.
Alice and Gerald ended up murdering several people, including two small children who were Gerald's sons. And you ended up interviewing Gerald Uden several times. What was it like to talk to someone so in-depth, someone who had committed these crimes?
It was fascinating to me because I've talked to a lot of killers. I've been up close with all kinds of sociopaths and psychopaths. There's no question that Gerald Uden is that. But in our conversations and in 2 or 3 years of correspondence that we've kept up, he comes off like your weird but favored uncle. He's pleasant. He's got a sense of humor. Occasionally he would recite poetry or song lyrics. But then I would ask about the killings, and he would lapse into this very cold, distant, distracted, disengaged kind of attitude, and then describe them in the most grotesque ways, but very calmly, as if he were describing his lunch today.
What other resources went into creating the detail in this book? Because it reads like a novel, the conversations that people have, the descriptions. Where did you go for those?
Well, first, I was a journalist for my career, and in a sense, an old school journalist who believes in getting your boots on the ground and telling the story from the perspective of the place. I talked to 150 people. I had unprecedented access to the 30, 40 years of investigative reports here. But probably moreover, I lived this place. I am Wyoming. It's my heart earth. I lived there in Wyoming at the same time these secret crimes were happening. I was just a kid. And I knew these places that I described, whether it's a trailer park or the desolate deserts of western and central Wyoming. For most of America, Wyoming is literally and figuratively a foreign country. It might as well be a crater on the surface of the moon. I wanted to bring that to the wider audience and to describe my place in all of its occasionally violent colors.
There are many cold cases in Wyoming, and you mention a few in the book, that are never solved, that there is no closure on. What do you think it means to detectives and to Wyoming residents to see closure, at least in one case?
Closure is always good, and people always feel good about it. And really, in the last 20 years, we've seen the rise of the cold case detective. And it really wasn't a big thing before that. But then TV and a few other things happened, and people started to be interested, and agencies started to establish cold case detectives and files and going after them. Now, today, they're still doing it in their free time kind of thing. At some point, people just stopped looking. The landscape is just too insurmountable, and they have other crimes that are more immediate and more easily solvable for families who can get justice right now. In Wyoming, there are several, maybe more than we want to admit. Chief among them is the Amy Robechtel disappearance over in Lander. Lisa Marie Kimmel, the Little Miss disappearance and murder. In that, she's locked in a shed so far out that nobody could hear her scream. Her whole car was buried in a hole that her killer dug in the middle of the prairie with a backhoe. And people saw that, but nobody thought it was odd. Wyoming's coldest case is from the 1930s. A newlywed bride named Olga Mauger and her husband hiked up into the mountains at Togedy Pass. At some point, she got tired and she sat on a log to rest while he went ahead to spot some elk. When he came back, Olga was gone. Searchers came and they covered the area, but they never found her. Had she been dragged off and eaten by a grizzly? Had she gotten cold feet about their new marriage and run off? Had her husband murdered her? Nobody knows. Not to this day. And there's been no trace of her ever found. So I think there you have it. Not all cases are so intimately entangled with the open spaces of Wyoming, but there are plenty. I don't think there's anyone among us who hasn't driven across Wyoming and occasionally mused that if there was anything they needed to hide, including a body, that this is the place they could do it.
Ron Francell is an author. His new book, Alice and Gerald, A Homicidal Love Story, is out April 9th. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Carolyn.